Anya bent and felt for Asher's face. She spoke close to his ear.
Be still. Don't move. I'm going to follow that sound. Not far.
No.
I won't leave without you, Asher.
Anya slipped the camera into his hand, then closed his fingers over it. Then she stepped over his legs. Stepping slowly, using her left hand to guide her along the cool stone wall, Anya moved through the darkness. She recalled they had passed through a few long tunnels before finally landing the treasure. So far, she'd only traversed one. Each step she marked carefully and painstakingly, so as not to alert anyone who may be listening. Sensing a solid force looming just ahead, she put out her hand, stopped, and listened. No sound, not a breath, not movement. It had to be a wall. She pressed her palm forward, and her fingers splayed across rock dusted with crumbling bits of soil. Drawing her right hand before her, Anya willed the sword from the otherwhere. It arrived, solid and reassuring in her grip. But she did not draw it on guard. Instead, she stood there in the utter darkness, head tilted down to the right, to listen. She drew up the sword. A glint of green light flashed on the blade. She ducked, curling her body down and to the right. The bullet just missed her shoulder. Now the gunman jumped into view, green headlamp bobbing. Anya lunged backward and slipped around the corner. Stone chips stung her cheek. Anya pushed around the corner and slashed out blindly. Slashed in the arm, the attacker dropped his pistol. The headlamp flashed her in the eyes, blinding her. The gunman charged Anya, slamming her against the wall. He gripped her right wrist so she could not control the sword. She released it back to the otherwhere. She managed to kick the thug in the kneecap. He released her and staggered back. The headlamp beam zigzagged across the quarried limestone ceiling. Impaled on Anya's sword, the thug's body convulsed once, and his muscles relaxed. Certain that the thug was no longer a threat, Anya released her grip on the sword's hilt. She took the gunman's headlamp and put it on her own head, then found his gun, a 9mm Ruger. There were still two rounds in the clip. A quick search of the gunman's clothes uncovered a small flashlight. Then she ran back to Asher.
Anya.
Asher smiled when Anya returned to him. He stood against the wall, supporting himself with both hands, his right leg dragging. In the unearthly green light from the headlamp, beads of sweat stood out on his forehead and upper lip, but a hand on his forehead found that his skin was clammy. If he wasn't already in shock, he was damn close.
How's the leg?
I am standing, but not for long.
Anya bent to inspect her makeshift bandage. It wasn't as soaked with blood as she might have expected. Not a bad thing, but they still needed to find a way out fast.
I am very thirsty.
To be expected. Your body is working hard to keep you upright.
You think I can find a way out?
Let me see the camera.
Cycling through about a dozen shots, Anya found a picture of the wall right behind them.
We're back in business. This way.
Anya would have to take him past the dead man. Asher would see the gaping hole in his chest. There was a question she didn't favor answering.
If you don't ask me any questions, I promise D'Artagnan's rapier is yours.
You mean it?
You intend to donate to the museum in Lupiac?
Without the treasure, it holds no value for me.
Yeah, but what treasure? It was just a box, Asher. And it didn't feel like there was anything inside it. Nothing rattling around.
You didn't look?
He was shivering. If she could keep him talking and walking at the same time.
Lambert snatched it from me before I had a chance. I thought I'd come here for a treasure hunt, but now I'm thinking that was just a lure to lead me to the real trouble.
BHDC. But I had no idea, Anya.
I believe you. The universe works in strange ways. Sometimes it draws me to where I should be, even when the reason isn't immediately apparent. But this time it pulled the rug right out from under me.
But it was a good adventure, yes?
It's not over yet. Come on, Asher. You can do this.
They rounded the corner, and Anya stepped over the fallen goon. She held her head high, directing the headlamp across the walls, so Asher could only make out the outline of the man to step over him. The light didn't fall on the bloody hole in his chest.
Look! graphic audio, a movie in your mind.